I spun at the sound of my name, his eyes locking onto mine and refusing to let me go. The shadows around his face begged me to step closer, but I stepped away instead. I glanced around and we were in the dying land again. Ashes filled the air and the sun hardly shone through the thick layer of soot. As I sucked in a breath, I choked and coughed on the fumes. I braced myself on a blackened tree in the forest. He reached for me as his wings spread so wide they were all I could see. I screeched and took off running through the forest of gray, soot-covered trees. Flames of red and orange lit the horizon. Their heat added to my fear. How could I escape? A narrow crevice in the rocks to my right caught my attention. I ducked under them and pulled some of the brush in front of the rocks. Maybe that would be enough to shield me? This was just a dream. I reminded myself of that over and over again. If I concentrated really hard, I could almost feel the couch beneath my cheek and the blanket heavy on my feet. Wake up, Maya! Wake up! How did I get caught up in this bad dream every night? A small creature crossed my vision, and I slapped my hand on my mouth to keep from squealing. It paused in front of me, some sort of cross between a squirrel and a mouse. It tilted its tiny head and studied me as it inched closer and closer. I shooed it away with my hand, hoping that it would go. Why wasn't it running away from the flames? Oh, this was a dream. They didn't make sense sometimes. Shoo! The creature stood on its hind legs and placed its paws together, seeming pleased with itself. It made chirping sounds and scooted closer again. Go! See the fire? Go! I waved my hand toward it again. The ground began to tremble, and my little friend scurried away, darting back and forth across the forest floor. I pushed the brush out of my way and scrambled to my feet. The ground rumbled, and I caught myself on the rocks to keep from falling. Run, Maya!